The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. Then he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. And then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Second reading from St. Paul has a line that helps me tremendously. And it says, and Paul reminds us in several other places, the gospel was revealed to him. And he said in the second reading today that the mystery was made known to me by a revelation. Now, I wonder if the revelation is Christ, but more probably, we know the story of Paul. He's probably talking about his conversion on the road to Damascus, where God appeared to him powerfully. And don't you sometimes wish God would appear to us that powerfully to let us know the mystery by his revelation? Well, Paul testifies to it. The early apostles testify to it. It's been handed down to us in Scripture and tradition. And we can know that it truly happened. But more than that, I believe God does that in our lives too. Maybe not as powerfully, but God does give us his divine revelation so that we too may know the mystery. And this gospel today, the journey of the Magi, or the wise people, if you will, to me represents the path that we're all invited to take. It starts out with things of nature. The wise men saw the star and ascertained that there was more than just the stars, that someone put the stars there, and that everything created had a purpose. And so through God's natural revelation, they discern the hand of the artist. And then they search, right? They don't just sit around, wait for God to reveal himself, but they search and search. And they come to Jerusalem, and then they encounter scripture and tradition, all the things passed on from before. And that leads them to a greater knowledge of the mystery. And then the star they had been following precedes them and stops over a house. Have you seen many stars do that? It's pretty hard to imagine a star really could do that. So the fathers of the church share with us that probably, just like Israel had an angel to guide them through the desert, that it was an angel that shone and guided them. A revelation from God, supernatural, that helped them find Christ, to recognize truly more than just a baby, but God, the mystery, was revealed. And they got down on knees and offered, praised him, worshiped him, but offered him gifts, very valuable gifts, the best they had. Like we too, once we come to recognize Christ is Lord, we give our entire lives over to him and his service. And then it says they went back home by another path, right? This journey, this encounter changed their life and guided the rest of their path. I wonder what happened after that. Did those moments of clarity when they saw the star, worshiped the Lord, saw Mary and Joseph, was that clarity there all their lives? Or did they have to struggle? You know, the story of Christmas is not only the babe and the child born, a beautiful child, we all feel good about that. But this gospel, and very much following it, Herod seeks to destroy the child, and immediately they must flee. And so this tender scene of Christmas quickly changes to be a very dark scene, a very difficult scene. Perhaps we have yet to make that journey to come and find Christ. Or perhaps we have made that journey, but what seemed so certain and clear years ago has become difficult again. Maybe it's our marriages. Started out beautiful wedding day, but difficulties come, and we start to wonder if this is really God's plan for us. Or maybe it's our careers, our health, our relationships, maybe just life in general. It's gotten to be very difficult, very uncertain. Well, you know, darkness is a part of everyone's life. And when we go camping, I don't know if you've ever been camping, but you notice when you get away from the city in the darkness, you see a lot more stars. Sometimes the darkness of our life can help us see and follow the light of God. You see, a light shines in the darkness, and all the darkness of the world cannot overcome that light. But sometimes the darkness in our life helps us find that light. And so, do we have the courage to stare into the darkness, to embrace that this life does have darkness, doubt and uncertainty, that this life has great joy and great difficulty? And both have a purpose. And sometimes the darkness can be the greatest blessing to help us find that light and embark upon that path again. It takes courage to admit it. It takes courage to get up and take a step. But God has already given us much revelation in the scriptures, in other authors, and other people of faith, and already in many acts in our lives. Let us get back on that journey, take those next steps so that we may encounter for the first time or once again Jesus Christ is Lord and have that life-changing encounter. And so, in closing, I've shared this story before. This is my anniversary of faith. It was in this church, and before they remodeled it, so I'm thinking the manger scene was over there. But it was on this day that the priest said, "This week we're taking down the manger scene. Perhaps you wish after Mass to come up and say a prayer." And I went up and I prayed, "God, I don't know if you're really real. I believe you are. I've been told about you, but if you can make a difference, show me." And it was in that honest prayer, asking for God to show me the way, to guide my path, that I had a tremendous 2-3 year journey of God leading me to deeper faith. So perhaps today we can all make that prayer once again. Pray to the Lord to lead us on that next step of the journey. And if we especially are embracing the darkness, let us look hard into that darkness with courage and faith and see that the Lord loves us and has given us his revelation and his guide. Let us follow that anew this year. Happy New Year.